What a mighty God we serve. Certainly we can shout this morning over the blood of Christ. Let me say this, suggest it again. We can shout this morning over the blood of Christ. Certainly we thank him for the blood. For it gives me strength from day to day. It'll never lose its power. Come on, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Oh, the blood. The saving power of the Lord.
From day to day, it will
come on, all over the house. Bless the Lord. Come on, all over the house. Bless his name. Come on, come on, all over the house. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Certainly we thank God for navigating our niches and allowing us the privilege of being present and participatory in this place of praise. Once again, it's good to be alive. It's good to be alert and active. It is in the Lord Jesus Christ we live, move, and have our being. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. If you're glad about it, you ought to just look at somebody and say, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. One more time. Come on, look at somebody else that'll talk back to you and say, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Come on, put that one finger up one more time. Come on, that person won't cooperate. Turn around and look at somebody and tell them, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. One more time. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. 1 John chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, come on, if you got a praise in, you ought to let it out, don't take it back home with you. There's nothing wrong about shouting. There it is. Y'all better stop now. Y'all gonna start something here. First John chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Yes, sir.
Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh
is of God.
And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist.
Yes, sir.
Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world.
Yes, Lord.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knows God hears us.
Yes, sir.
He that is not of God hears not us. Whereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Yes.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Look at somebody and tell them, God is greater in you than Satan that is in the world. He's greater in you.
Amen.
Than Satan that's in the world. That's good news. Because we're in the world, but not of the world. But he says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. John opens chapter 4, exhorting believers to test spirits. He says, do not believe every spirit, but try the spirits by the spirit to see whether they be of God. He shares the importance of truth, sound doctrine. But John did not want the followers of Christ to be gullible, to be easily swayed, to be susceptible to false teachings.
Yes,
in other words, he warned them to have a healthy skepticism concerning carriers of the word of God.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the problem we have with our day that was so true of John's day is that most followers of Christ tend to be gullible, tend to believe everything people say as long as they attach the name of Jesus to it. He says, try the spirit. Try the spirit, because many spirits, little spirits, there are spirits in the world, but there is only one capital S spirit, the Holy Spirit. He says, try the little S spirits by the Holy Spirit to see if the spirits are of God.
That's right.
He says, examine, discern. Check out by a standard that does not change. He says, test to discern whether or not a person is being led by the Holy Spirit or by some other spirit. Test to see if a person is really of God and indwelt by the Spirit of God, or if the person is of the world and misled by the spirit of the age. The sad reality is most people today don't test spirits.
That's right. That's right.
Most people believe false teachings and doubt the truth. Most people don't test spirits. If it sounds good, it must be right. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. He says, test spirits. He says the way you can recognize if a person is of the Holy Spirit is by their words, what they say about Jesus Christ. A person led by the Spirit of God will acknowledge the incarnation of Jesus Christ. In other words, they will acknowledge his coming in the flesh. Everyone who say that Christ has not come in the flesh is of the Antichrist. That's a spirit against Christ, a spirit against God. He says, everyone who confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh. Everyone who confesses that Jesus has come and he has ministered, he has died, he has given himself as a sacrifice. Sufficient for God. He says they are of God. In other words, he's saying preaching that don't lead you to Calvary is false and is insufficient. I know you get tired of hearing about Calvary every Sunday. You get tired of hearing about how he marched up the Via Dolorosa. I know you get tired of hearing how they nailed his hands and nailed his feet and they speared him in the side and put the crown of thorns on his head. But if your preaching is void of the crucifixion of Christ, it is vain. Because that's the reason he came. Yes, he performed miracles.
Yeah.
But the miracles that he performed were not the main thing that he came to do. He came to hang on Calvary and die as a substitute for us. And I thank God that he did. Because if Christ had not come, we would still be lost in our sins. If Christ did not come in the flesh, we would still be on our way to hell. If Christ did not come in the flesh, we would be men and women most miserable. You ought to high five somebody and tell them, thank God that he came in the flesh. He says, everyone that confesses that he came in the flesh is of God. Everyone who confesses Christ as Lord and Savior is of God. This creates a problem because people can say Jesus Christ and not believe in Jesus Christ. That is not just mere words you speak. Because to confess means more than mere speech, verbal acknowledgement. To confess means to voice the same conclusion, to agree, to align with the word of God. In other words, it means to speak and live by the person who confesses Jesus, have Jesus on their minds, and commits their lives to Jesus Christ. He is the one to listen to about the things of God. So this confession is more than mere verbal acknowledgement. It's to align your life. You know, you can tell people that only talk about it, but they're not about it. See, there's a difference in talking about it and being about it. You know, anybody can talk a good game, Do I have anybody here?
Yeah.
See, anybody can dress up and just call his name.
Yeah.
But when you give him your heart,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
When he's the captain,
yeah.
And the caretaker,
yeah.
When he's in charge,
yeah.
You don't do what you want to do. You don't come when you want to come. You don't give what you want to give. You don't say what you want to say. When he's in charge, that's true confession. When you align your life with the Lord, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So merely saying the name of Jesus is no sign of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not talking about speaking mere words. He's talking about controlling your life. Controlling your life in every area of your life. You know, the truth be told, you know, some of us don't have a problem with him controlling us on Sunday. From around 9 o'clock to about 12:30. See, I know when y'all hang up on me. You know, if I mess around and go longer than 12:30, y'all start hanging up on me. Some of us don't have a problem with him, you know, having control over our lives from 9 to about 12:30. And that's all we want to give him Sunday morning from 9 to 12:30 noon. But give us Monday, give us Tuesday, give us Wednesday, give us Thursday, give us Friday, and give me my Saturday. And Lord, I'll give you back control on Sunday morning. And that's a faint confession.
Yeah.
Because it means to align your life.
Yeah.
It means to agree with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It means to speak and live by.
Yeah.
Now, John, he warns believers at Ephesus because there was an infiltration of false teachers. And he knew the false teachers were empowered by Satan. You have two forces operative in the world. You have the spirit of Satan and the spirit of God. John knew that the spirit of Satan had empowered teachers, and they had infiltrated the church at Ephesus, and he wrote to warn them as to knowing the Spirit of God from the spirit of Antichrist. And he used several emphatic pronouns to make a distinction. Notice he says, you are. They are. You are. They are. You are of God.
Yes, sir. God of
God. They are of the world.
Yes.
Not everyone is on the same side.
No.
He says, don't be naive to think because they dress up on Sunday and they wave the hand a little bit that they on the Lord's side. He says, not everyone is on the same team. Not everyone is on the same side. He says, you are of God. They are of the world. And they are operative at the same time. And so he warns them. And he deals with the power of Satan. When you look around the world, you can't help but notice evilness, wickedness, immorality. You can see the power of Satan. Think of our world and all that is going on through the terms of agony, struggle, evil, violence, heartache, confusion abounding on every side, indicted president, same-sex agenda, suicidal tendencies with our young people. Think of the despair that spreads like wildfire across the nation today. You see all kinds of immorality.
That's right.
And it's becoming accepted by people who sit on the pedestal. That people that have been in church all of their lives don't know now. Because of how powerful and persuasive the spirit of Satan, the power of Satan is. People have turned from God. Have walked away because they can't agree with the Bible concerning certain areas of their life. And they think that God needs to change. And his word needs to change. And they don't need to change. Walked away from church. Walked away from the things of God because they have been persuaded by the spirit of Satan. Young folks don't want to live. They think it's better to end their life than to fight on through life. I remember as a boy, you know, old folks had a way of dealing with you. So you want to die, huh? Well, I'm going to beat you to death first. Y'all didn't have that kind of folk around. And by the time they got through with you, you wanted to live. Because if dying feel like this, I don't want to die. I want to live. But the spirit of error, the spirit of the world, the spirit of Satan has crept into the minds of our children. Has infiltrated the schoolhouses. And children raping children. Teachers molesting children. Spirit of error. Spirit of Satan, spirit of the world. He has caused an increase of passion, tears, and death. He is so operative in the world. And here John calls him the spirit of the Antichrist. Anti means against. Against Christ. Listen, when you go and you hear people that speak against Christ, they speak against the things of God, they speak against the word of God, you know that they are anti Christ. See, Satan empowers the spirit of Antichrist. Notice what it says in verse 3. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already is in the world. The spirit of Antichrist. Satan has in power. But then notice Satan. He has given the spirit of error. In verse 6. It says, we are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Whereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Spirit of error. And Satan has power to cause people to go into error. that Satan's power causes people to go extreme opposite of the spirit of truth. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Every Sunday the word is being preached. What Satan wants you to do is take your fingers and put them in your ear.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
He wants you to catch an attitude about the word.
Yes.
Because I'm not preaching what you want me to.
Yes.
He wants you to leave church mad.
Yeah.
And tangle and trip up and mislead some other people.
Yeah.
You know, he wants you to say, if I were you,
yeah,
I wouldn't listen to nothing he say.
Yeah.
I don't like him anyway.
Yeah.
You don't have to like me for me to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Listen, sometimes when you come to church, you ought to leave mad because God has been all up in your face. He has dealt with you. He has told you about you. He has rearranged you. You ought to leave sometimes mad.
Yes,
keep preaching. Lord Almighty.
Don't you let that spirit of error get a hold of you. Because God ain't got to agree with you. But you got to agree with God. If you want to be saved and blessed, y'all help me preach this sermon. I feel it. If I got to feel it all by myself. Listen, you ought to help me preach it. Look at somebody and tell them, listen, God, he wants to straighten you out. He wants to keep you from the spirit of error. And then he talks about the spirit of Satan that's operative in the world. Verse 6. He that is in the world. The word world is cosmos. Universe, affairs of the inhabitants of the world. Arrangements of the world. The ungodly multitude. The whole mass of men alienated from God. Those who are hostile to the cause of Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what he says world means. It's not the dirt. It's not the grass. It's not the trees. It's not necessarily the atmosphere. But it's the inhabitants that's on earth that's opposite, that's hostile to the cause of Christ. He says, watch the spirit of the world. He says, all you hearing, don't you succumb. And listen, because a lot of people are saying it don't make it right. And because media has picked up on it, and because media is constantly displaying it before you, don't make it right.
That's right.
And everything you see on the internet is not right.
Yeah.
Everything you see on a commercial is not right.
Yeah.
They will deceive you.
Yeah.
You know, with every commercial they have, you know, what is called a disclaimer. At the end of it, they go so fast you can't hear it. That they telling you the danger, but you can't hear that swiftly because they're saying it faster than you can hear. Listen, I don't care what pill they give you. You better get somewhere and sit down and leave that kind of stuff alone because that's the spirit of the world. I don't need a pill. I need the Lord. And if the Lord give it to me, I got it. And I ain't got to worry about it. He will keep me in perfect peace if my heart is stayed on him. The world teaches and promotes that a pill will fix everything.
There you go, boy. God, give me a pill.
It's going to keep you from getting AIDS. I'm not going to play Russian roulette with myself to get it.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all don't have to say amen.
Amen.
Appeal don't fix it.
No, appeal don't fix it.
That's the spirit of error. The spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit of the world that Satan has empowered those who are against Christ to promote his agenda. But there's good news in the text. Because regardless of how much he empowers those who are against Christ, they can't win. Here's where I can stick my chest out. And here's where I can lift my head and give God praise, because he says, not only is Satan powerful, but there's one who's more powerful than Satan. And he's not out there, he's in here. Him on the inside. Is there anybody here who can be a witness that I got him on the inside? And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm gonna make it through. I don't care how much opposition, I don't care how contrary they are, I'm going to make it through, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In other words, the God that I got on the inside, he's greater than Satan who's on the outside. I'm going to make it, because I got God on the inside. And because I got him on the inside, every step I make it in the name of Jesus. Every battle I fight it in the name of Jesus. Every war that's raised, I fight it in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me is able to prosper. Or to have some saints here who can give God praise, because you are not defeated, but you are a victor. You win, because God is in you, and greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can't lose with the Lord on my side. That's why I can shout. That's why I can praise him. That's why I lose control. Because as great as God is on the inside, I want to make it known to people on the outside. I'm going to give you a chance to praise his holy name. I'm going to give you a chance to give God the praise that he deserves. If you know you are a victor, if you know you win, if you know you are a champion, if you know you're more than a conqueror, you ought to act like it. You ought to give God some praise. How do you know you win, Reverend? Because one Friday, he went to a hill called Calvary. He let them nail his hands and rivet his feet. He let them put a crown of thorns on his head. And he lifted them. They lifted him between heaven and earth. They hung him between two thieves. He died. Is there anybody here? No, he died. If you know he died, why don't you turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, he died. But that's not the end of the story. They thought they had him. They thought he was defeated. But they messed around and let Sunday morning came. Early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. Ain't he all right? If you know he's all right,
Let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah. He is, he is. He is here. He's on the inside. He's on the inside. Look at somebody encouraging him and tell him it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Because he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his all. Let me ask you one more time. Ain't he all right? Let me hear you shout to the top of your voice and say, yeah. The door. The door to the Lord's house stands ajar. He's the greater power. And he causes us to triumph. In Christ, he's the greater power that gives us victory. Over all that we go through in life, you're going to make it. I don't care what comes or goes this week. You're going to make it. You win. You win. You win. I don't care how hard life is. Dark and difficult the days. You win. You're going to be all right at home. Because you win at home. You're going to be all right with your job. You're going to be all right in your relationships. Because greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Come on, come on, come on. If you're not saved, come give the Lord your life while the blood is running warm in your veins. Secondly, if you're in need of a church home and the Lord has laid New Bethlehem on your heart as a family of faith, come. 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 Thirdly, if you're here need to be restored, the Lord is married to you. He will restore you. Come to this place of exchange, to the altar. Give him you. Give him you. Lord, it's me. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. You may need restoration in relationship. Lord, it's me. It's me. Come on, the doors of the Lord's house stand to judge. Come on. Come on.